Hey, everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. I'm Kim.
And I'm Kyle. And I was going to have a line, but we just finished watching this. What in the actual fuck just happened on that preview? What the fuck? Violet's pregnant? What the fuck are you talking about? What is happening, Kim? They fucked? How did they fuck? When did they fuck?
They haven't even held hands, barely. They are faking us out. It's bullshit.
She wouldn't even fucking hug him. She would go to the airport and wouldn't even hug him, and he put it in and he fucking raw dogged her. What are you talking about?
There's no way. Like, can you imagine how angry other cast members would be if the significant other didn't even go with them to the airport to see them off? She had a family. What did he say? A family engagement?
A family commitment. Yeah, family. Something.
I was like, she hates him. She hates
so
him.
So much. So is this the tinfoil coming to roost that we remember when we were like, yeah, we fucking hate Riley, but I kind of wonder if Violet's shady too. Is she like, is she fucking scamming? Is this scamming?
Like, is this a Jane the Virgin type of situation? Or well, look, is this...
The only reason that he would even tell, I'm just like so fucking confused.
I know.
Is he telling, like, is the next line out of his mouth to his friend going to be, and we didn't have sex? Because if it is, then that's like the darkest scam and shit we've ever seen on this show.
I really, really hope that is the case. Because look, people, we want good TV. Okay. And that would be amazing. It would explain a lot of her behavior as well. Like, if she is pregnant by somebody, there is 0% chance she's pregnant by Riley. I'm calling it right now.
I mean,
we didn't see them touch. We didn't see them touch.
Yeah.
There's no way. Or she's fucking with him and she's lying to him because she just doesn't want to deal with him anymore.
When he gave her the pearl bracelet, I didn't know that's what it meant.
Or she's joke. You know how they like have their jokes.
Yeah, but why would he tell his very judgmental friend?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So bizarre.
I don't know. It blew my mind when that happened, though. I mean, the next time on, because look, this episode was a little boring, right? Because everything's just wrapping up. And it's like we saw half of the goodbyes at the airport, which is always just the most boring scene. Because they're like, oh, I love you. Oh, this and that. And it's like 5 minutes of nothing burger. You know, there's no commentary that we can really have on saying goodbye at the airport. Unless it's a situation like David, where Lana shows up at the airport to say goodbye. Oh, man. But
hate Amanda. That's my recap of the episode.
Mine as well. I really like, you know why Amanda's fun to hate is because I don't hate her in the way that I hate Big Pred, you know? I hate her in the way that, like, I find her so irritating for so many nuanced reasons. Like, really, you have to be engaged. This isn't about Razvan at all or your quote unquote love for him. This is about your ego and feeling like you had it in your head that he should be chasing after you hardcore and you think you're better than him.
Right.
And you just feel like he should want to be engaged to you, but you don't want to marry him. Come on.
I also feel like everyone has dated someone kind of like this, both men and women.
Yes.
You know, that
totally
the idea of not like worshiping the ground at their feet is so just, it's don't even have the words to describe your heart. Like, how could you not want to propose to me after I basically tried to isolate you from your mom? What did you talk about? What did you talk about? Like, that is like red flag behavior. If we hated her more, that could be classified as like an abusive tendency, because she's basically telling him, like, you're not even allowed to tell your mom about our relationship. And she literally says, I'm worried that when he talks to his mom, she's not going to like me. And you can't, whatever. That's like isolating friends and family from your relationship. Yes. And she's done that before. That's really not a good sign.
It's really fucked up. I wonder if, what happened with her husband and her about that too. But can you imagine if your wife told you not to talk to your mom about her?
No, that's crazy.
It would be insane. Like, it's like half the stuff that I talk to my dad about is about my husband, because that's who I'm with the majority of the time. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I've never had occasion to talk shit or vent to anyone in my family about my wife, because
of course not
our relationship. But if I did, and she was uncomfortable with it, like, you kind of know at that point, it's only because you know that you have a rational actor giving like legitimate feedback about your own shitty behavior, Amanda.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, well, what are you worried about? You know, you're worried because you know that your fights are instigated by, she knows, like, look, for those of you who don't know about the French fry incident, the official 90 Day Fiancé Twitter account put out this tweet that when they had that big fight a couple episodes ago, Amanda was demanding that Rosvin at the Dracula Castle Hotel, like, go and get her French fries at 3 a.m. And he was like, no, the restaurant's closed. Like, this is Europe. We don't work all night.
She's mad at him about it.
She's mad at him about it and said that another guy would have done that for her. And so, I mean, like,
Jason would have got me French fries. Jason would have ripped the potato out of the ground at a farm down the road.
And she knows if Rasvin tells his mom about that, that his mom is going to be like, that's ridiculous. So, yeah, she has cause for worry.
It's just strange that she assumes. Right. It is weird that she assumes mom is going to give him bad advice or something. What she's really worried about is that mom has his best interests at heart and she does not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of it.
Basically. I mean, what I missed, I really, really missed Misha and Nicola this episode. I was like, overall, like, I think this season has been fantastic. I was a little bored this episode. I could barely pay attention to the Gino and Jasmine stuff because it felt so contrived and predictable, and nothing interesting really happened except Gino packing up his three fedoras very carefully.
It wasn't careful. I was very upset by that. This man is just shoving him into a suitcase. You mean to tell me that this dude doesn't have hat boxes at the ready? What are you doing? You're going to damn, like, I don't even like hats. And he's like going to swoosh them. What are you talking about? Carefully, Kim. What the fuck are you watching?
Not carefully. Yeah.
You're so goddamn wrong.
For somebody with this level of commitment to hats, you are correct. He should have been more careful.
I'm really fucking correct.
Yeah. But the fact that they, like, got back together, forgot everything shitty, never pulled up the lie that she had the ring the whole time, his shitty $100 ring, never came back up that she said she fucked her ex last week and, like, has a video of it, never talked about it. All that swept under the rug.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
All right, let's hop into it. We have a somewhat boring episode, but Amanda and Rosvin were really, you know, instigating some heightened emotions from me.
That's a very euphemistic way of saying pissing you off.
I love that Rosvin's drink order is a mojito and two Red Bulls. Not one.
Oh my God.
Two Red Bulls.
Terrifying.
How much do you think that costs at a beach resort like this? Like, you spent like $30. $25 on Red Bulls.
Yeah.
It's great.
I liked that Amanda is filmed taking every vegetable off of her slice of pizza and then orders French fries. So good.
Oh my God. It is
production
great.
Trolling her picky eating. It's yeah. great.
She is like, I don't know why it pisses me off so much that Amanda is like sensually eating Rosvin's neck and ear. And I'm just like, stop it.
It's annoying because it's performative.
Yes.
You're right. She knows that she's not. It would be one thing if they weren't even on film, I would assume that they were having an affair. You know, but because nobody does that. But no. On camera, it's please take me back into your heart. Look at you can have my vagina whenever you want. Just let me be a piece of shit girlfriend to you. You can fuck me whenever you get mad. It's fine.
I think hashtag Kyle's always right sometimes. I think that you said she was like saving the sex card for when they got in a fight and she needed to like pull it out. And like now she's like,
I don't remember saying that, but I'll take credit for it anyway.
Okay. It may have been Matt when you were on vacation.
Probably.
but yeah, she is. She's like, yeah, let's fuck four times a night now because I need to get back in your good graces. And she's literally using her sexuality to try and make him forget about all the shitty things she did, but it's not working. And I really hope he sticks to his guns on this. Rosvin, stay strong.
That's called manipulation, y'all. And it's fun. The only reason that it doesn't seem to be working is that Rosvin is like a very good looking guy. And he has smashed a lot. Like if she tried this shit on Gino, he would like disembowel himself right there on the beach if she asked him to.
Yeah. Oh man. She's so embarrassed like a teenager when Rosvin tells. I love that Rosvin's just saying all this shit in their interviews too. He's like, last night we have sex four times. She grabbed me and she said, you need to fuck me right now. And she's like, oh my God, don't say that.
But she's not embarrassed to like lick his neck on the beach in not only on camera, but in public with other people around. And by the way, his parents are walking there right now.
They're like showing up at any second. The waiter even like can't keep a straight face when he walks up to take their drink order. He's like, oh, it looks like you're about to like insert a penis, but how many Red Bulls do you want? You know? Yeah. So this place looks awesome though. I mean,
yeah,
I love this day. It's a gorgeous coastline. You're hanging out in the chairs, having a drink, having some French fries. Sign me up. I could do this split. For 12 hours.
Like later on, Split. Is that how you pronounce it? Split mm-hmm. or Split?
It's Split.
It looks really fucking cool at night when they're walking around. Like it kind of looks like Rome. It has like the narrow streets and the cobblestone. It's cool.
It's really cool. I mean, this is where, you know, Game of Thrones was filmed in this area. And yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, I don't know if it was. I don't know enough about the history. It may have been built by the Romans, perhaps. I have to look it up, but it's a gorgeous place. And yeah, she who the family comes and
not as hard as Razvan. Ayo, sorry, that was lame. We'll cut that out.
Oh, will we? Little brother speaks English.
Yeah, so he knows how much Amanda sucks.
He sure does. Razvan like conveniently has to step away, and Amanda's like describing him as a perfect person with a pure heart. Little brother looks like, I see right through you, lady. I don't think so.
Yeah, but. I mean, yeah. So Razvan, he tells, you know, he gives a reasonable summary that she's hot and cold and she's all over the place.
This is to and, mom, right? He takes mom to the side. And says she's hot and cold. Yeah.
I love that mom is like, is this really about Jason or is she just a dog shit girlfriend? It's like, when she's like, she's a fickle, like that's code for asshole. That's the really like the nicest way you could say really fucking annoying person.
I love that mom doesn't make excuses for her, you know, just because she is a widow. I love that she's like, well, yeah, you need to really think about this behavior and it should make you reconsider things. She's for concerned about her son, that he's not being treated well, and she's right. But Amanda's freaking out the whole time because, oh my God, Rosvin's talking to his mom alone without her. Like, dude, you wouldn't be able to understand their conversation anyway. You don't speak Romanian.
And you're fucking leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. So is she just supposed to just
mom?
Right. Or anyone. Yeah. So she's basically trying to emotionally manipulate him into self-isolating from the people he loves to make her comfortable because of her insecurity. It's fucking infuriating.
It really is. It's really, really frustrating. And sorry, this is just a side. This is an aside. 90 Day Fiance, like the official Twitter account, must hate Amanda because they post the funniest shit about her that makes her look so bad. Like they posted that Razvan had to tell her that she needed her passport to fly to Croatia because it is in fact a different country from Romania. And she didn't know that.
Do you remember when we were talking about how there was a supposed leak, it might have been spreading lies about Dempsey being kind of a pain in the ass to film because she was trying to be too perfect, which I completely believe. I bet you Amanda was 1,000 times worse.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Like, don't just show me like, oh, my hair doesn't look good.
100%. Can you cut that?
I didn't mean that. Yeah. She's so boring too. I think they're probably pissed because like production was probably super pumped to cast these two because they're so hot. And then she is like the personality of wallpaper. And so.
Hey, wallpaper can be very entertaining. That's my true. Wife.
That is offensive to wallpaper. So
my wife
is
obsessed with wallpaper. Okay.
Yeah.
Careful. Choose your words carefully.
But Razvan is carrying both of these people, and he is charming and handsome. Yeah, so, you know, he makes up for it. Yeah. Then they go on a date.
I am
later
looking
that
very
night.
Good when I play pool.
I love that he can't play pool at all. So funny.
Is I didn't know that snooker or billiards, I guess they're
is it
like
snooker?
That's what he called it. I think that's what you could call it in certain places.
But no, it's a different game. The table's smaller.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't even. It's the same fucking thing, but.
It's like a little different, but yeah.
It's whenever, you know, you're flipping channels and you go by like ESPN 23 and it's fucking people playing pool, a lot of time, like half of them are European. It's like never occurred to me that this was a popular thing overseas, but I guess I've seen it many times without really thinking about it.
Yeah,
I was just surprised to see a pool hall in Croatia, but what do I know?
Totally. I don't know how popular. I've never been to a pool hall in Croatia, but I thought it was an interesting date. They're always like the same on UK this week. Remember Rebecca and Christian went bowling. I think they just have to find some activity. So
they don't have
not
axe throwing in Split yet.
Exactly. If they don't have no like, axe breaking, throwing, there's no default. Yeah.
They don't have destruction rooms, you know?
We haven't seen one of those in a while. Oh God, it's great. So yeah, I don't know. The pool hall discussion was uncomfortable because
she's just screaming at him that I don't want to fight. You want to fight?
She brought it up. He did not pick this fight. She picked the fight.
She basically was yelling at him, "Don't talk to anyone about our relationship ever." Like, that's not a good sign, man.
Dude, it's so messed up. As if she's not going to go back and talk to her sister about everything. Give me a break.
She already did. She already has. Yeah.
I mean, the dude's going to talk to his freaking mom. He has a relationship with his mom. And then, wait, when does she bring up the engaged thing? Is this the pool?
Okay, so they're back in... They're back in Romania for like her last day.
Yeah.
And then she wants solid answers. Now.
3 days ago, this bitch was yelling at him about French fries at 3 a.m. I just want to reiterate. And now she wants to be engaged.
He won't be half the man that her dead husband is ever.
Oh, their morals don't align.
Right.
Jesus.
He's going to be a lazy piece of shit when he gets to the U.S. and he's not going to work. He's going to be on TikTok all day, which, I mean, that's
probably
true.
He probably will be on TikTok all day. Yeah. He's like going live like in his room when she's right there. I thought that was funny.
You cannot ever convince me that she wasn't stewing in fury while he was like asking chicks to, you know, donate to him on live.
I demand that TLC release the footage of her yelling at him many, many times about the music video. Remember the music video he was supposed to shoot? And then he was like, well, I decided not to because Amanda was upset. Oh, I can't even imagine how many fights they had about that.
If they didn't
she hates his career, hates it.
If they didn't have a camera pointed at her the entire time he was doing the live, like, I don't even know what you guys are doing with the show anymore. They should just release the 40 minutes of footage of her just huffing and puffing and like angrily texting her sister.
Awful. Awful. I mean, yeah.
I would be more secure if you would commit more. Despite our fights, I want him to commit to me.
I can't believe she says we should be engaged. And he's like, what?
But again, this is an ego thing.
Yeah.
This is I want to be able to get away with literally anything and have you lick my beehole on command at any time.
I don't understand. Like, I'm so glad Rosvin pushes back. He says 70% of the time we were just fighting when you've been here.
What's wrong with you? And then he just straight up says he doesn't even love her anymore, which is like, thank God he said it.
Oh, but it looks like next time they're setting it up in the next time on that he's taking her on a fancy date and that he's going to propose. He better not fucking propose.
God, I hope he breaks up with her. I hope this is like a fancy, like, dump your ass convo.
You know, he wants to be on TV. This guy he's trying to, like, push his acting career. So I have a feeling he's not going to do that.
He wants to get to America.
I don't know, but it's not good. I mean, really, is he going to live in, where is she from? Mississippi?
There's a fucking bug on me.
Louisiana.
Fucking goddamn it. Sorry. Somewhere with bugs.
Okay. somewhere with bugs. Yeah. I don't know that he's really going to like launch a successful acting career.
How dare you say it?
I'm sorry. It is the truth. Why you want to be engaged to someone? You only have fights. I'm like, oh, Rosvin, have you ever seen this show?
Yeah.
It's basically the theme of the entire franchise.
You're on reality TV, bro. Yeah.
Well, we'll see if her "I'll fuck the doubt out of him" plan works next week.
Right. And well, the other thing is, like, he's trying to explain that this just summarizes Amanda really well. He is trying to tell her about his feelings and how these emotions are hard for him and he feels conflict. And the entire time she is looking at him like she's about to stab him and that he's the stupidest man that has ever existed for not getting down on one knee right now.
Yeah. Yeah, she has a high opinion of herself. It's really frustrating.
I mean, I still don't know about this Jason dude. Don't want to speak too ill of the dead because we've never talked to him, never met him. But even though there's some things that have been kind of weird, you have to admit the man built her up because she fucking thinks really highly of herself.
Yeah, he sure did. She needs new leggings. That's my main takeaway.
LuLaRoe. Get to it. Call Kim Plath. She's got boxes in her garage.
Spread lies.
Probably not.
Yeah. Thank you, Proactive, for sponsoring this portion of the podcast. Exciting news. Proactive, America's number one skincare routine, has just launched their newest skincare innovation, Proactive Clean. Proactive Clean is a gentle skincare routine formulated to clear mild acne to occasional breakouts for sensitive skin. Proactive is dermatologist developed and tested with clinically proven ingredients and has helped over 20 million people on their clear skin journey. Proactive is formulated with azelaic acid, bakuchiol, and chamomile, and without parabens, phthalates, sulfates, cyclic silicones, and 100 plus no ingredients. I've used Proactive as a teen and as an adult when I suffered periods of bad breakouts and had tried a lot of other products unsuccessfully, and I just loved how clean and clear it made my skin feel. I have other close friends that have used it to clear up their skin when nothing else worked for them, and they really regained their confidence. Go to proactive.com now and use the exclusive promo code CRAYCRAY to get 20% off your first order. Again, go to proactive.com now and use the exclusive promo code for this podcast, CRAYCRAY, that's C-R-A-Y-C-R-A-Y, to get 20% off your first order. That's proactive.com/CRAYCRAY. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. When I have something really stressful going on in my life, I often have trouble sleeping because thoughts just race through my head and keep me up all night, which leads to me being super tired the next day and prevents me from enjoying my life to the fullest. Do you ever just find that just trying to fall asleep, your brain suddenly just won't stop racing? I found one way to help stop racing thoughts is to talk them through. Therapy gives you a place to do that, so you can get out of your negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace. My experience with therapy has been that when I know I have time slotted to talk through hard things going on in my life, my worries, frustrations, things that I'm anxious about and can't stop thinking about, especially at night, I'm better able to take care of the people in my life and enjoy my day-to-day. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries, and it empowers me to be the best version of myself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/CrayCray today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/CrayCray. BetterHelp.com/CrayCray. And thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. You want to get Cleo and Christian out of the way here?
This fucking guy. This fucking guy. He is how can one person be so annoying in every single interaction? He can't even order donuts without being irritated.
Oh, God. We all know this guy. We all know this guy. It's so irritating.
I don't understand why he thinks he has to be on in every single possible interaction.
Honestly, can I be honest? This is probably mean to say. I'm just sick of watching these two. I don't enjoy it. I get annoyed with Christian. Like, literally everything he says and does is annoying. I don't like to look at his face. And then Cleo, I just get irritated with, because I'm like, what
girl
do you see in this guy? He can't even order donuts. Like, leave, like, break up with him. And then I just find myself annoyed.
My God, he's not that into you. And even if he was, you're so clearly wrong for each other.
I mean, even the astrology said so.
I mean, there you go.
I just, like, Pluto, they're eating.
Pluto is in sewer grade or whatever.
This is what, like, every interaction between Cleo and Christian is also awkward. Like, they can't even, like, look. They're like, oh, yeah, look at the donuts. They look so good. They're very full. Let's eat them standing up in the street. Like, go to a restaurant. Like, get an English breakfast. Like, what is happening here? It's just, I feel like they're, like, not comfortable together either. Like, she's not comfortable with him.
The way that Cleo, what Cleo is really asking for is compromise, but she doesn't do a very good job of explaining it.
Yeah.
Because she's like, she starts with saying, like, you have done things that have triggered my insecurities and anxieties. And I bet you anything, in Christian's head, he's thinking, how is that my problem?
Yeah.
Like, they're your anxieties. And then she asks him to do specific things to change without offering anything in return. And I'm not saying that she's wrong about that. Like, I get it. It's really hard. But at the same time, it didn't surprise me at all, given what we know about Christian, that he just kind of discards her feelings when she like approached it that way. I'm not saying that she did, like, the wrong thing, but the response to that, I feel like, was very predictable, because he doesn't get it, and he hasn't really made much of an effort to get it either.
Yeah, he literally says verbatim, she says verbatim, I don't want you approaching girls that appear to be single. It makes me uncomfortable. It puts you in a position that makes it more likely for you to cheat. And he says, there's nothing about the way I approach women at a bar that would make them think I'm hitting on them. How do you know this, Christian? Have you asked the women? Because I guarantee you, at least some of those women think that you're hitting on them.
Yeah.
Like, the girls on the plane absolutely thought that you're hitting on them. That is fucking weird.
And also, I mean, even though he was with Cleo, he, like, think about it this way. He has the audacity to approach a group of women at a bar unprompted.
Yeah.
And strike up a conversation when he is on a date with someone. So I feel like at that point, I can't even compare myself to him anymore. It's a different world. It's a totally different species of just, like, social interaction, right? Like, I'm comfortable talking to people at a bar, but that is so beyond wild to me that the comparisons just end immediately. And I just can't put myself in his shoes. So, you know, what we saw on the last two episodes ago was her just talking to someone. We don't really know how it got initiated. Didn't seem too crazy until he fucking invited her over to someone else's house. But for her to say, like, I don't want you approaching women that are single in a bar, she has seen the guy approach, like, six women at the same time in the bar, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So it's actually, like, not, I don't know. I think to him, it comes off as completely nuts and controlling, because in his head, I think Christian really thinks unless he inserts his dick into someone else, that there's not no reason problem. To not trust him. Like he cannot possibly put himself in her mindset or shoes at all.
Yeah. It's the guy's delusional. I mean, is the problem. He just thinks this is social butterfly behavior and there's nothing wrong with anything he's ever done. And he turns it around on Cleo and says, well, it's your problem that you can't trust me. It's not my creepy behavior. It's the fact that you have a problem with trusting me, so you should fix that. It's pretty infuriating. I need Cleo to break up with this guy. I did want to eat the donuts. They did look good.
We were talking about this last episode, but I think at a certain point, Cleo has to dump him because it seems pretty fucking clear. If it didn't before, it's pretty clear that he's not going to change. Nope. And he's not going to change because he does not see anything wrong with what he's doing. So why would he change?
Right. Yeah. In order to change a behavior, you have to recognize that behavior is problematic, right?
And maybe him approaching random girls in the bar isn't problematic at all, like in a vacuum, but he's dating someone who has made her needs clear and he just doesn't care, right? And so he
doesn't care.
Even if you don't think it's wrong in like a moral sense, they need to break up like weeks ago.
It's awful. We'll see how it ends up. All right. Let's talk about Riley and Violet. We kind of already talked about them, but
this was so funny to me. I thought this was hysterical. Like really that he funny. Gets no, he's, I feel no sympathy for this dude.
Oh no, absolutely at not. All. It's hilarious. I laughed so hard.
Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? Hint, hint. I just said without saying. It's so, like, are you talking to a five-year-old? What are you doing?
Also, does anybody believe that Riley loves her? Like, have you ever felt the feeling of love? Like, there's nothing to indicate love. Between these two people.
You're projecting your idea of love onto him. I think it's like pretty twisted what his idea of love is. So he might.
There's like no romantic energy between these two. They've held hands a couple of times.
Unless they secretly raw dogged.
They've never even kissed. We have never even seen more than like barely a cheek kiss. There's been no romantic connection at all. This is so weird. She hates him. She hates him so much.
Hatred. I mean, when this episode started, I wrote in my notes, oh, wait, they're together again? I don't even remember that happening. Like, I thought she got off the bus and told him to fuck off. Like, was there an episode where they made up for like the seventh time? I don't even remember at this point.
No, I think the last we saw was she was like, I don't even know what to do about this on the bus. And then all of a sudden they're having drinks on a boat and she was super angry, but I guess she just kept going. She looks super pissed while she's drinking her low sugar orange juice.
She just looks like over this, but she wants her paychecks to keep coming from Matt Sharp. Yeah.
She's like, I've gotten this far. He's leaving in less than 24 hours. I'm just going to fake a family commitment. I'm not going to do this airport bullshit. I can make it.
And I'm going to keep the facade going until he leaves. And then I could try to scam him out of the child support. But,
dude,
so like, I appreciate it. See, the thing is like, one of the things that I appreciate about the storyline, maybe the only thing, is that, look, this clearly wasn't working. Clearly. And finally, one person acknowledges it and behaves accordingly.
Yeah.
I know it took like 7 times, but come on, like clearly she was over this a long time ago, but you know, she wants to keep getting paid to film. But he's like, do you think that I la 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 la? No, I don't. Don't say it. You're embarrassing yourself. And no, I'm not going to fucking kiss you. I'm not even taking you to the airport. Goodbye.
She won't even hug him. Like this woman does not even want to touch this guy. She hates him so much for this private investigator stuff. And I don't know. It's just like his cryptic verbiage that he's using to try and say I love you, which I'm surprised she got it. I was like, what is he doing? And she's like, don't say it. She said, don't tell. Like, don't say it. Don't say it.
Yeah. I think I would have been like, what the fuck are you talking about? Just use your words, you asshole.
It's like what I say to my kid who's 2. Use your words.
Yeah. Like, use your words. I say that all the time.
But he, you know, I just don't understand how you can say I love you to someone you've never even kissed on a 10-day international trip that you took to see this person. And that was the sole reason for your trip.
Right. And 5 minutes before that, they were both talking about how, yep, we just need more time to get to know each other. And it went from that to, I think I'm going to say I love you.
I don't know what he's thinking.
I'm so glad that she shut it down.
I'm so glad she shut it down. He's trying to play the victim, which is even more irritating. Right. Like he's saying, oh, you know, every time I say I love you to somebody, I lose them. It's like, well, Riley, you kind of have a history of like picking like people that
maybe clearly are not into you.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's awful. She doesn't want to hug him in the cab. She like gets in her own cab. And he's like, she holds all the cards. Should we talk about Statler and Dempsey, I guess, to wrap up?
Yeah. I don't know who to believe here, so I'm just going to believe Dempsey.
Yes. That's probably the correct course of action. I mean, this is confusing, though, because Statler has been trying so hard to like win her over, and knowing that this was so important to her, I just wonder if Statler literally like wasn't paying attention when she was talking.
You're right. I mean, the reason I said, you know, I believe Dempsey is just because if Statler's attitude this episode was very cavalier, and it was odd how she's been so obsessed with Dempsey liking her and being so into her. And then there was a bit of an emotional shutdown, and she was so aloof about the idea. And she's like, well, if that's it, that's it, I guess. And just kind of move on. And Dempsey's like, what the fuck? Like, she's having far more of an emotional reaction than Statler, which just feels so inconsistent with what we've seen out of her the entire season and how desperate she is for her affection. And I was thinking, like, it kind of feels like this is Statler allowing herself to fall into her old patterns of like, she got Dempsey. Like, she really won her over. And now that the chase is done, she starts talking about kids, and Statler's in her mind like, oh shit, she really is into me. Checkbox. And now I'm bored or something, or I got her. So now I can just go to the next chase, you know?
That's insightful. That could be.
I just made all of that up right now, but thank you.
I mean, it is really strange that the way Statler's been talking, I feel this is either like really triggering for her because of her own adoption story that was pretty traumatic for her, or I'm surprised she doesn't even want to discuss it. She is like, absolutely not, no kids, which makes me wonder when Dempsey was talking to her about this, probably over video chat or whatever, right? Like before she got here, was Statler really paying attention, or was her ADHD kicking in and she was multitasking or not really listening? And maybe she just said, yeah, I'm open to it.
Yeah. And I think a bunch of stuff. Right. I think a bunch of stuff could have happened. It was probably a platitude where it's just like, well, you know, I think she does believe that most of her relationships explode. And she probably was just like, well, why even rock the boat? Whatever. I'm just having fun. Right. Or maybe you're right. Maybe she's just like in one ear, out the other. But
it's hard to know.
I think there's like maybe a 0.1% chance that she wasn't really sure. And, you know, maybe a little bit higher. I mean, maybe this is, you know, the most serious relationship she's had in a long time. And like we've said before, now she has to actually seriously think about it for the first time. But I can't believe that she's ready to, that she's just so dismissive of this as being like such a big issue. And the adoption thing, like that, I felt like that was strange. Because I actually totally understand what she's saying about adoption being triggering, and I wouldn't adopt because it was so hard for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's really strange for other people to hear, but I mean, it made sense what she was saying. But that's like, Dempsey, I think, made it really clear that either option's open. Mm-hmm. It's not like adoption isn't the only way that they could go about this. So it seems like Statler latched onto the adoption thing and took it too far. When all Dempsey was saying is that she was open to that too, but that's not what she wanted to do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. They have a lot of options, you know, just as being women. I mean, she really latched on. It was strange to me that Dempsey was saying, I think we'd be good parents. I'm like, you do? I think Dempsey would be a great parent. Statler has some, I guess I don't see anything a red flag, but
I think it would be hard for her.
Yeah.
Forget the ADHD. Just how fucked up her relationship with her adoptive parents is.
Yeah.
It would be tough.
I think it would be, you know, Dempsey does something that's reasonable. Which is they go into Edinburgh and she's like, I need to talk to her about this kid's comment, but I don't want to ruin the day because we're having a good day. So I'm going to wait.
The most reasonable thing ever. Yeah.
We always say this. We're always like,
normal,
can't they just have a nice fucking day? Yeah.
I know. And also, by the way, they said like, this is our last night in Scotland. Which means they filmed literally two scenes in Scotland because I think they're actually having a good time and nothing weird's happening.
I think they only went for two nights. I think they did like one night of castle sex and then they went to Edinburgh for a night. I don't know. It's like, yeah.
With some of these couples, that's an entire season of content.
It's true. It's day three and we're wrapping up 18 episodes of HGA.
100%. Love After Lockup, episode 56.
Lizzie and Scott in a comfort inn, day two. Statler's pretty consistent, though, between like driving from the castle to Edinburgh all the time in Edinburgh. Like she says things like, you know, people go into adoption thinking it's going to be all like happy. And the kid's going to be grateful to you, but there's a lot of trauma they have to work through and it's triggering for me. It's not even just adoption though. It seems like she does not want kids at all. She just says it's too much responsibility basically.
And that's fine. I know so many people that are child free for a host of reasons.
Yeah.
I think part of the reason Dempsey's upset is I think she actually does like Statler.
Yeah.
And she's like very abruptly dealing with the idea that they may not work out. And that's hard. The other thing is it seems like Dempsey, they both feel like each other have been inconsistent here. And there's just no way to know. I kind of just believe Dempsey because, as we were talking about, like there's so many ways I could see Statler just being like, sure. Or yeah, I don't know. And just moving on.
Yeah. It looks like we get more of this next week where Dempsey is pissed. I feel like this is the first time we've seen Dempsey like genuinely angry pretty consistently for an extended period of time. And I don't know what to make of it. I mean, they're having vegan breakfast in Edinburgh and, you know, Dempsey is like, oh, she's very calm about it, but it just seems like a lot of work and a lot of money, says Statler. And she, this is a deal breaker. She makes it pretty clear. It's a deal breaker for both of them, though. Statler says it's a deal breaker for her, too.
If you're committed to not having kids for whatever reason, like it is, it just is. I just find her seeming to be like totally emotionless about this, like odd. It's one thing to be resolute in your conviction to not have a kid. And like, I respect that. It's just like, she doesn't even think to herself, uh-oh, just like, no, not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't care what you have to say about it. And if we break up, I guess we break up. It's like, man, you think that if you feel that certain about it, that box would have been checked off before you even met on the internet.
Totally. And I don't know. I tend to believe Dempsey because even in her interaction with this production assistant, as she's packing up, she like leaves breakfast and goes to pack up. She says, she insists that this was not Statler's stance on kids before.
Right.
And they've talked about this before. And she says it's a deal breaker. I mean, I don't know how Dempsey, being the reasonable, grounded person that she is, could have misinterpreted that. Unless either Statler was just giving her lip service because she wanted to bang her, or Statler wasn't listening, or like intentionally misdirected her somehow. I don't know. It's weird.
To me, it's not very surprising at all that they have different views on kids.
And no.
Because of, you know, how Dempsey grew up versus Statler. But if Statler did say, I don't know if I want kids, just to kind of punt that conversation, like that sucks. And she needs to never do that again and be very clear up front.
Hello, lovely listeners. Are you sad that this podcast is just about over? Are you watching The Other Way Season 6 and 90 Day UK Season 2 this summer? Do you just hate ads? If you want to listen to Kyle and I talk about the absurdity of the 90 Day franchise of shows and occasionally other reality TV for even more hours every week, sign up for our premium podcast feed either via Patreon or with our 30-second sign up on Supercast. It's only $5 a month, so less than a Starbucks. It's extremely easy to sign up for and add to the podcast app of your choice, especially with Supercast. You'll get an extended version of this podcast weekly, usually an hour and a half to 2 hours long, and our B-Sides episode, which drops on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, where we cover The Other Way, 90 Day UK, and any other 90 Day shows that are currently airing. You'll also get full access to our complete podcast archive. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself. Visit realitycraycray.com to sign up now. That's realitycraycray.com. Final tally of couples, because next week is, I think, the last episode. I think Cleo and Christian break up. I think Riley and Violet break up.
Never talk again. Yeah.
I think Nicola and Misha stay together. I think Amanda and Rasmus stay together. I'm unsure about Dempsey and Statler. Obviously, Gino and Jasmine together. And we never see Tyrae again.
Yeah, Tyrae's gone.
Tyrae's gone. So I think we're kind of 50-50 as Which, final
look,
score.
For before the 90 actually isn't bad.
Shocking.
We like, don't forget, we've had some offers on, yes, before the 90. We had
Which
a
are my
zero
favorite seasons.
I know. We had a 0-7 season of before the 90, not that long ago.
Look, if we're going to watch these people, we want to see them break up. We don't, like, none of these people should be together. So it, like, for me, it only makes the season better when they break up.
Maybe David and Sheila, but even then, it's going to be a hard road.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them. They're absolutely together, and that's fine. But not, I mean, really, is there everyone any other couple? Everybody else should be broken up.
Disaster.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I mean, Tyra didn't even have anyone to break up with, but
he didn't even have a partner. Oh,
dude,
God.
Dude, episode fucking one, we learned it was a catfish, Kim. Episode one.
It's so insane. I feel like we haven't seen him in a month. So, yeah. And thank God, because I don't need any more of that. Do you have any other final thoughts? I get so bored with the airport goodbye scenes, but we're going to see more of them next week.
I was kind of surprised that they didn't kind of fold in the next episode's content into this one, because usually the last episode is the most boring and the second to last is the fiery explosive one. And I feel like the only real drama we got that was actually real was with Amanda and Razvan.
And Dempsey and Statler with the kids thing.
Oh, that's
that was
true.
Kind of a big reveal.
Totally. That was their penultimate episode for sure. But too many airport sadness and crying and
I really, really want Razvan to dump Amanda, but I just don't think it's going to happen because this is too big for him career-wise.
I know.
And he needs to make it to the States to be able to be on Single Life. And oh my God, I would watch an entire series of a Razvan, just his own season of Single Life.
And like Amanda's showing up at all the bars he's going to and just kind of staring at him with that same look. I know. I think you're right, because the man's dick is still sore from all the fucking also.
Yeah.
She's literally trying to dickmatize him.
Yeah. Dude, this is the woman that doesn't want him to come visit
vaginatize
her.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Like a month ago, don't visit me because of my kids. Today, why aren't we engaged?
Like, dude, he got a visitor visa and you were mad about it. I am so confused. I really, it would be, maybe he can be like the Usman of Romania and like he breaks up with Amanda, but then he has so many other like prospects and potentials on the internet that he just picks up another American woman and we go straight into Before the 90 next season.
Razvan had the most potentials of anyone that's ever been on the show. The minute that his face was in Us Weekly advertising this season's like cast.
Absolutely. I mean, the guy's entire Instagram is a thirst trap. Like, yes, bring him back. Get him someone better. If Usman can have three seasons and three different women, wait, did he have two or three? I can't even count. Certainly Razvan can at least go four times.
And I bet you will do the old Matt Sharp switcheroo, where if he is on another season or like Single Life or something, he will become what is rumored that he is, like the biggest douchebag, chauvinist, Andrew Tate type person ever. We haven't seen that this season, but he like retweeted Andrew Tate. So like, you never fucking know anymore. Like,
it's
75% chance he's a total asshole, but he's just being performative for the camera. We'll see.
All I care about is good TV. Well, that's not all I care about, but he's delivered this season.
Don't fucking lie, you golden retriever.
I love it. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We're coming to the end. No new season announced. We do suspect it is a 90-day fiancé season 10, but no confirmation. So we'll see how it goes.
Thanks guys, for listening. Talk to you soon.
Bye.